This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Hope you had a nice holiday. And, of course, we should every day remember the more than 1 million men and women who gave their lives for our freedom in this country. And Memorial Day was yesterday, but let's not forget the veterans who paid the ultimate price every day of the year. 877-217-5757 is your number. Talk Louisiana at talk@talklouisiana.org is our email. And J.C. Kane is producing today, and our guest is Larry Carter to start, the president of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers, now in his fourth year in that capacity, and he has been a busy man. In case you missed it, yesterday the Senate Budget Committee backed an additional $39 million for public schools as part of Governor Edwards and the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education's preferred school financing plan. Senators backed the $1,000 and $500 pay raises for teachers and support staff. Those raises and block grants would add about $143 million to a $3.8 billion funding formula for public schools. Larry Carter, I'm sure this is positive news for you, but it's still a ways to go to meet the finish line. How does it stand? How do you see it right now?
Well, first I want to say good morning, Jim, for having me on your show once again. It's great news. It's a step in the right direction. We're really concerned. It was late yesterday that the Senate Finance Committee came back into session and did this wonderful thing of understanding that to combine both the teaching school employee pay raise as well as having the school block grant was so, so important, not only to the governor, but I know to teachers, school employees, and our children, because that block grant actually helps funds the books and materials and computers that our students so desperately deserve and need.
The full Senate will vote later this week. House Bill 105, the legislation then returns to the House. What do you think as far as the prospect of this making it all the way through the process?
Well, we feel really, 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 really good about the Senate. It's the House right now, the House Education Committee and the House as a whole body. We're somewhat concerned, but we're very, very optimistic. We've had great conversations with those legislators who are on the House side and feel very, very optimistic in hoping that they'll see this through as the Louisiana Public School Coalition, as well as the governor, as well as LFT, has fought hard to have not only teaching and school employee pay raises, but also the block grant for the school fundings that we know would benefit our students and those schools as well.
877-217-5757, and amid the governor having all kinds of difficulty trying to get a minimum wage bill passed, he's had more success in lobbying lawmakers on teacher pay. $1,000, though, a listener notes, this is Tracy at the Capitol, noting that $1,000 still won't put Louisiana at the southern regional average. Is this a pittance compared to what it should be, or is this basically all you can get?
Well, right now we know to get us to the southern regional average is about $2,200 for teachers. And so what we did was we sat with the governor and his team and talked about what would help us get to that. And he talked about, reasonably speaking, trying to get at least $1,000 this year and $1,000 next year would get us really, really close to the southern regional average. Now, we know it's not enough. Teachers, we believe, deserve way more than that. They're professional. They go to four-year colleges for the most part, and we deserve they should be paid way more than the sometimes $35,000 starting salary, even $45,000 starting salary, because of the work that they do day in and day out for our students, for our parents, and for our community.
Well, the southern regional average right now is approximately where?
About $2,200.
$2,200.
$2,200 to get us to the southern regional average.
All right. So what would that numerical value be? To is it like $50,000 or is it close?
Somewhere around $50,000. Somewhere around $49,900.
And so Louisiana is well below the national average. Of course, cost of living is much higher in certain parts of the country. So southern average is a good barometer. And right now, we're not even going to get halfway to where we need to be as a state to get to the southern regional average. What does this say to the educators in Louisiana?
Well, it says to us, and we've polled and we've asked those educators, while it's not what they think they deserve, honestly, it's a step in the right direction. And again, this is a two-year plan that we've sat, again, with the governor, with lawmakers, and talked about how could we get us to the southern regional average and how soon could we get us there. And the commitment was over a 2-3 year period. But we looked at it and said, look, we want us to at least stay strong, hold fast to the fact that for the most part, there's been some school districts and some parishes that have levied taxes or even raised monies locally to be able to give teachers and school employees pay raises. But we believe there should be a state pay raise. That hadn't happened in quite a long time.
877-217-5757 for Larry Carter in his fourth year as head of LFT, the state's largest teacher union. Of course, the teachers want more pay, and based on national and regional figures, they deserve it. Jim on Airline Highway. Jim, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. The teachers definitely deserve it, but the legislature needs to finally start owning up to the falsehood that was the lottery that they perpetrated on the public. Most of the people in the state think that the lottery is supposed to be this extra money for education. And because of the way the legislature set things up, it's the only money for education. Anything extra is got to be fought out of the legislature rather than the legislature setting a real budget for education. And then when we do the lottery, then that's extra money that helps our education get better, and we actually pay our teachers.
All right. Your thoughts. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, I think Jim is absolutely right. We can't depend on the lottery to support education, to be totally honest. While it's a supplement, like he just said, it's not enough to try to use the lottery to be able to do that. Now, I do know some of the money from the lottery, some of the legislators are negotiating, trying to figure out how to use that money to deal with early childhood education. And so he's absolutely right. There's nothing I can counter to say he's wrong, because he's not. He's absolutely right. The legislators have to figure out what does this actually cost to educate a child in the state of Louisiana. We haven't done that study yet, and so we're going to be pushing that as well through some of the task force that I sit on and some teachers sit on as well.
Now, this $1,000 pay raise, how much would it cost?
Some are estimating somewhere around $101 million for teachers and about teachers and school employees together, something like that. So it's about $101 million to pay for teachers and school employee pay raise across the state.
And the raise for the non-teachers is $500, even more modest.
That's correct.
But the $39 million that's been earmarked for public schools, where would this go?
That goes right into the classroom. About 70% of that goes directly into the classroom for school supplies, technology, to help support students who have difficulties as well. So we're very, very happy about the fact that the Senate Finance Committee did ask to keep that intact, because there were some who want to separate that out.
Now, I remember people like Paul Pastorek, they would say that teacher unions are an impediment to furthering education in Louisiana. You're smiling. How do you answer
those
critics? You hear that all the time.
I often hear that with those who don't truly like or understand what unions are. Unions are basically the teachers and school employees, or any employees for any community or any particular industry, that come together and want what they feel their fair share of, not just monies, but in terms of how to actually do your job in a safe environment. We represent, in terms of our national nurses, we represent policemen, we represent a host of different types of employees across the country. So for me, it really isn't about saying the union as an individual block of leaders, but it's actually the members, people who make up the union, that are considered the persons who make decisions.
Gustavo in Goodwood. Hi, Gustavo. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, gentlemen. A couple of quick things. First of all, it's funny when I hear you say that the legislatures need to learn. Come on. Need to learn at the expense of some other people. That's ridiculous. But anyway, as far as teachers go, I don't want to sound cold-hearted, but frankly, the admin people, when the bell rings, so to speak, they're done. They don't have to make phone calls to parents. They don't have to grade papers. They don't have to prepare lesson plans. They don't have to fill out dojos. So I think that any kind of raises for them should be extremely proportionate to the amount of work that they do compared to the teachers. And frankly, the teachers are going to get $1,000, and those guys are going to get $500. I would do $1,200 and $300 or something to that effect. The teachers work so many more hours than any admin at any level. It's ridiculous.
Your thoughts?
Well, Gustavo, I can say, because of the way it was written, that's not the case. Principals are also certificated and And so they'll be getting the same amount as teachers, the $1,000. And I definitely hear your point about who works hardest, because, you know, I represent teachers and school employees, and we have a great relationship with the administrators in terms of our coalition, and we support the fact that we believe all of the individuals that make up a school family work hard, and that they should be compensated for their work.
Another listener asks about, what about great teachers? How do you compensate them at a level that's appropriate for their abilities? It seems that this, in some cases, is a one-size-fits-all situation.
Well, it is at this point. There are measures, and I think there's strategies that different school districts are trying to use to figure out how to compensate excellent and fantastic teachers. And I think locally they'll succeed.
877-217-5757. We'll return with Larry Carter, president of LFT, after this brief timeout. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. In just a bit, we're slated to hear from David Folkenflik, the NPR media correspondent. Also on deck is Stephanie Regal, editor of the Business Report. But a few more minutes with Larry Carter, president of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers. 877-217-5757 if you'd like to get in under the wire with Larry Carter. Bridget in Mid-City. Hi, Bridget. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Yes, I'm a school teacher. I teach English as a second language here in East Baton Rouge Parish, dealing with some of the most vulnerable students that we see. I just got to say that unions are very important for teachers. At many times, we're managed by someone who has only taken one or two classes before they're put over 60 to 80 people in a building, maybe, at a minimum. And they may not have those skills that they need. And sometimes you need someone to, as an intermediary, to go between the administration and the teacher. Teachers are faced with a multitude of struggles in the classroom, poverty, parents who might be addicted to drugs, and just all kinds of things. And you need the help of a union.
All right. I'm sure Larry Carter would agree with
you. Board-certified teacher. And they cut that funding for National Board Certified Teachers not long ago.
Bridget, which union do you belong to? Of which union are you affiliated? All right, I think we've lost Bridget. But Larry Carter, you represent how many teachers?
We represent almost 20,000 teachers across the state of Louisiana.
All right, your microphone was off. How many?
We represent approximately 20,000 teachers across the state of Louisiana.
And how many does LAE have?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. We don't keep up with each other's numbers.
But it's probably fairly close.
It's close.
So together, I would say 35,000.
35,000 teachers would probably say between the two organizations we represent.
Okay. 877-217-5757. Dan downtown. Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Carter, is one of your challenges in getting proper pay for the most important job in society, I mean, teaching our future citizens, that you don't have the resources of big oil or the insurance industry to wine and dine the legislators?
We definitely don't have the resources to wine and dine legislature. Legislators, what we basically do is have our members and leaderships across the state contact them and talk to them where they are in their districts. And so, yes, I would hope that we would have had that kind of, you know, resource where we could lobby. But we lobby, myself and two other individuals here at the state legislature, and we ask our leaders, who probably range for about 29 of them across the state, to some of our, you know, legislators on a regular to make sure that they're aware of the issues that we face in the classrooms.
Steve Whittem, the former budget director for our state, writes, almost always forgotten is the fact the lottery as originally enacted by a vote of the people was not dedicated to education, despite the popular belief it was. That dedication was a later amendment, writes Steve, and it simply resulted in replacing state general fund with lottery. So education is precious. It's a resource that is essential. It affects every facet of our life, and yet some folks just don't focus on this as a major issue. How do you get past that?
Well, we're glad that for the first time in a long time, that if you looked at the governor platform coming into this legislative session, it was the number one priority for the governor. is the number one priority for LFT, for LAE, for the School Board Association, Principals Association, Louisiana Retired Teachers Association, and the School Board Association. So we all came together, formed a coalition, and realized that we need to make sure that we continue to fight for schools, for our students, parents, and also for our communities.
Well, we thank you, Larry. Appreciate you coming by, and certainly we'll be calling on you soon, and the next few days should be interesting.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate
Are you optimistic?
Very optimistic.
But cautiously
But cautious optimistic.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.